Prisoners have used many different methods to escape from their cells. A man in this jail crawled through pipes of raw sewage, not once, but twice. It's just one of the many stories from a place known as the Squirrel Cage Jail. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Imagine a three-story tall circular cage divided into 10 pie-shaped cells per floor, with only one opening on each of those floors. That giant rotating cage is known as the Squirrel Cage Jail in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
This was a county jail from September 11, 1885 until December 1, 1969.
Carla Borgalia says the rotating design was believed to make it more difficult to escape.
At night, when the warden would be upstairs in his apartment sleeping, they had a water motor that was supposed to get it to continually rotate all night long, take about 6 minutes to come around. The warden at the time didn't distribute the weight of the men, so he burned out the water motor within the first 2 years.
Despite the newfangled rotational cells, men did escape in some most interesting ways.
You had one guy who did this twice. He pulled the lining out of the toilet system and climbed out through the sewage. You know, you can't keep a guy down for very long. We had a boxer come with a broken arm who they took him into the infirmary, and he punched through the ceiling, broke a hole onto the roof, slid down the slate tiles, down the drain pipe, and up over the fence.
There were a handful of other rotating jails in America, but this one is unique.
This one was the only three-story, fully functional rotating jail that they built.
Two other one-story rotating jails remain in the U.S., both museums. Carla says this one is historical and at times a little spooky.
You get random things during the day. We have people from different states at different times, you know, nothing to do with each other, come running downstairs because they've heard the same thing and they're standing in a cell alone. So it's a pretty cool building.
It's open for tours, and many do stop to see the unusual Squirrel Cage Jail. Traveling the countryside in Council Bluffs, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.